Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. Welcome back to Parenting Principles. Today we're talking about how do we raise our children as unique individuals, but they're in the same home. What would be a principle about that? Like, how do we do this so that our kids don't throw against us, "Well, that's not fair. You're not treating us the same." So in Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Now, most of us have heard that scripture verse, and we believe it to be saying that it's a promise and that it's telling us if you would just raise your children in a Christian home, when they're old, they'll be a Christian. That's what we hear most people change that scripture to mean. And I want you to know, number one, it's not a promise. A proverb is not a promise. A proverb is a principle. And we're talking about parenting principles, aren't we? And this principle is saying, in essence, train up a child in the way he should go. We're going to look at that phrase first. It's saying to you, to train means to put something in the mouth to be tasted. So this is like back when, remember when you had babies, or all you mamas that are feeding your babies for the first, you know, few months, real food, and you do a gentle placement, you take a lot of care with it. You're considering the order even in which you're giving food to this baby, and you're very patient with this very slow experience, right? Feeding a new baby food for the first few months can be funny, but it's also a slow, gentle, methodical approach. I want you to think about this. That's the idea of training with our children. We want to be slow and gentle and methodical. We're going to have great care with what we place in them and how we do it. So we're going to train up a child in the way he should go. I love what it says, how it reads, this reads in the Amplified. It says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, teaching him to seek God's wisdom and will for his abilities and talents. And when he is old, he shall not depart from it." So what we are seeing in this passage is an idea that the way he should go, the way your child goes, is specific or unique to each individual child. Often I've been guilty of just painting with a broad brush stroke. This is how each Kimsey kid is. We're all this way. So there are some broader brush strokes you can put inside of our family. If you know us in real life, you may laugh at this, but almost every Kimsey is very friendly, extroverted, with a lot of energy. We tend to step into rooms and make a splash. It could be a bad splash. We could make a splash for, you know, not the right reasons, but we're going to make a splash. Most of my children. So you could paint us with a broad brushstroke in that way. But the truth is, if I stay there and I just say that is the way a Kimsey kid is, I would be in the wrong. And I would not be able to, with wisdom and discernment, train that child. While each of my children makes splashes in a room, when they step into a room, they tend to have this more outward-facing personalities. They are all very different personalities. They're all motivated from different heart constructs. They all struggle with different sin areas. So me painting them with one brush stroke of this is who they are, actually eliminate so much of my opportunity to train and disciple and shepherd my children that comes to life when I say, wait a minute, what is the way this child should go? And like it says in the Amplified, teaching them to seek God's wisdom and will for their talents and abilities. So this goes back to what we talked about yesterday, understanding our children are uniquely gifted. So now today we're stepping into that and we're saying, okay, so if that's true, if I believe that principle, my child is uniquely gifted by God, created and fashioned for His good pleasure, then today the calling on my life as this child's parent is to train them up uniquely, to be careful with my placement, the order of what I do, how I'm patient, how slow I go, what I do to give them the experiences even of God, of training, of walking well and walking wisely. How I do that is going to be unique to each individual child. And that needs to come under the surrender and the leadership of God alone. And sometimes that means we have to stop and we have to ask God what He thinks. If you've never done that, if you've never asked the Lord what He thinks about your child, if you've never said, Lord, show me how to see my child the way you see my child, can I encourage you to do that? We have a course coming out in the spring that's going to be all about how to study your child and be a student of your child. But if you've never had that idea before, you need a Warrior Mama's Prayer Journal, because we have a whole week in there and that's all you're doing is you're just prayerfully considering your child and praying in accordance to that. I want you to know that this is powerful. These principles can radically transform your home, even if your children are old. You don't have to have these started when they're two. Your child could be about to leave for college, and these still become powerful principles when we begin to line up with how God created our child and what He's calling us to do with them. These principles still apply when your children are adults and they're out of your home, but you're interacting with them. Being a student of your child never ends, my friend. And if we want to be warrior-esque in the way we love and care for our children, we're going to learn to be the student of what God says about this child. And then prayerfully, intentionally lay them before the Lord and ask Him how we're supposed to engage with our kids. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood? As if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you? Or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this 6-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as He changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible study. Grab the link in our show notes. Join me over the next 6 weeks and journey with Jesus as He changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand His gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other warrior mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that He is growing you in Him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.